get down and let's get ready to rumble. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, what's up, Bob? How you doing, buddy?
It's a fantastic day, man. It's a little bit rainy out right now where I'm at, but that's the weather report. We don't need none of that stuff. It's nothing but punk rock tonight because we got a lot of ground to cover. We missed a week. We're back.
Bob, you only want to gloss over the weather report when it's not in your favor. When you want to sit there and talk about being in your flippy floppies and being nice out, you're all about it. But when it's rainy out, oh, I don't want to talk about it. It's actually nice up here in the Northeast.
Correct. Let's move on.
Okay. I hear your point. Bob, how was your birthday, man? Happy birthday to you on our week off.
Thank you, and thank you so much to FatEnzo.com for hooking a brother up with some I Hate Bob t-shirts. I tell you what, man, my daughters were wearing these t-shirts that I got, and we took this picture, and it was me, and they're all wearing this shirt that says I Hate Bob. It was awesome, man. Got, like, lots and lots of likes on Facebook and showing the love.
Bob, that's great, man. Now, you got all of your daughters wearing it, all 15 of them, right?
Yep, so we got the first shipment was covered with all of my daughters, my hell spawn.
What's going on in the punk rock world? We got to cover this. We got to get to the meat of this. Tell the people what's been happening.
Bring it on. What's news?
Oh, my God. You're going to love this. Bob, I got some classic pop punk superstar idols. These guys.
Oh, here we go.
They're Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. How could you dog a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame artist, Bob? I mean, honestly.
Okay, wait, hold on. You haven't mentioned who it is yet. Maybe I should play some kind of Jeopardy game where I have to guess it. Maybe not Jeopardy.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, you gave it away. I was going to say Blink-182 wasn't in the hall.
No, actually, that's the next story.
Bang head against microphone.
Listen, we're just going to get this out of the way, and then we'll get to the rest of it, Bob, okay? You know, it's just like jumping into the cold pool. You don't wade in, all right? You don't put your little pinky toe in there, your grubby little hand in there first. You just jump right in, Bob. So let's get it out of the way. In a recent interview with Rolling Stone, well, that's a big one, huh? Green Day guitarist and vocalist Billy Joe Armstrong. You know, he's a Rolling Stone type of guy now, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
He's rubbing elbows, that's right, you know.
He talked about the band's next album, but is not sure when it will be released. Billy stated, I've got like 4 or 5 songs right now. I'm going to take it really slow. I'm just going to make sure every moment is inspired and that we have something that's really special to us. And right now, with the songs that we have, it's going in the right direction. So you can find a link to that on DyingScene.com if you like. Up next, as promised, in a recent post, I don't even know why we have this news. We cover all kinds of tweets. We cover Instagram photos. We basically got a tweet, Instagram post, whatever, from Tom DeLonge, his Instagram page. He revealed plans to release a new Angels and Airways EP sometime very soon. It has some cover art. It looks like a book. And actually, the tweet reads, quote, the novel and all new EP coming, .. end quote. So, Bob, what does that tell you, man? He's got a graphic novel coming out or something, man. It's pretty crazy artwork on there.
Is that what you're insinuating? You think he's insinuating that?
It looks like that, though. You guys can find out for yourselves on DyingScene.com if you want to. Go check out the link for it. Or follow him on the old Twitter. I don't know his handle.
Bobby, is this what you do when you're pooping on the toilet? You're wondering what's up with Tom DeLonge?
You know, I think about that. I think about the state of the universe and, you know, total consciousness and, you know, police brutality and whatnot. Anyway.
Moving right along.
Bob, the big news this week, in my opinion, is Weasel news, baby. Screeching Weasel is set to release their highly anticipated Act 1 of an epic 2-part punk rock opera titled Baby Fat on May 26th through Recess Records. It's a concept album featuring guest appearances from Black Dahlia of the Dwarves, Roger Manganiello of Less Than Jake, Bob's homie Chris Barrows of the Pink Lincolns, and many others. On the latest episode of his Weasel Radio podcast, Screeching Weasel frontman Ben Weasel premiered a handful of new tracks from the band's upcoming new record and, in addition, announced some summer tour dates with the Queers and the Mr. T Experience. You can find a link for the podcast to give that a listen and find details on the band's summer tour on DyingScene.com. So they're going to be hitting up Webster Hall up here in New York, New York. That's going to be a good one. I definitely want to check that out.
Well, let's hope they add some more dates when they come down here to Florida. Yeah, I was talking with Chris today, and I was asking him, I was like, hey, what was the song that you were going to put on there? You know, at one point, Chris did some vocals for that song here in my studio, but he ended up scrapping those tracks. Ben wanted him to do something different than what he was doing, and he ended up going to my buddy Mark Prater's to go finish it up. I was talking with him about the song that he did and if he had a copy of it yet. He does have a copy, but he's not sharing. So we're going to have to settle with this song right here, Bobby. I got this one right here in my grubby little hands. I guess it's the lead track. This is the one that Blagg is on. Blagg plays kind of a lead character in this. This is Act 1, and it's 90 minutes long. Got an all-star cast of people like you mentioned earlier, Bobby. Ben Weasel, he's already working on Act 2. That's a busy dude, man. He must just sit around all day writing rock opuses.
Bob, what else do you know about this, man? This sounds so intriguing, and I can't wait to hear the whole thing, bro.
If you remember one of our earlier episodes, we talked about how Ben Weasel had gotten himself into a bit of a tiff with a female patron at one of his shows where he was, you know, punched her.
Let's not even bring that up, though. You know, it's not.
But this kind of goes hand in hand with it. You asked about it, and this is where the origination of it started. Fat Mike, in his infinite glory over there, he, you know, kind of criticized Ben Weasel. And so the consensus of Baby Fat, I don't know the story of it. Chris didn't give me a rundown of the story itself, but it is a story.
Oh, so it's like Fat Records.
Yes, like Fat Records. It's a rock opera, and it's told in many parts. Again, I don't know the point of view, but I will tell you that it's loosely based upon a spat that Fat Mike and Ben Weasel had. So we'll see. We'll give it a listen when the whole thing comes out. I'm excited to hear it. And let's debut it, man, right here. It's Screeching Weasel. Things aren't so bad after all on Dying Scene Radio.
Night after night at the quickest of minds, riding in spasms of pleasure. Time after time of the wickedest line, step right up for the poisonous bile. Things aren't so bad after all.
The Ripper representing the Dwarves, and you're tuned to the sounds of Dying Scene Radio.
there was the Oklahoma City punk rock band called Red City Radio, who have debuted their brand new music video for that track right there called 2 out of 3 Ain't Rad. And it appears on their self-titled full-length record, which was released last month through Staple Records. Bobby, let's go back to the newsroom because I know you got a big fat stack right over there, man. Lay it on me.
Well, there's more rumors and confirmations of new music out there, like we were talking about with Billy Joe and Angels and Airwaves, dude, whatever, Tom DeLonge. But here's some legit stuff, man. In a recent interview, Suicidal Tendencies guitarist Dean Pleasant revealed that the band has been working on new music for a possible compilation release.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That gets you going, right, Bob? That gets you excited. Not the other crap, man. This is...
That gets my motor revved.
I don't know how concrete this sounds. You tell me. It says, yes, we have a few songs we're working on now, maybe some compilations in the future. We also have a European tour coming up, a few cool U.S. dates, and we will be playing on a cruise ship for the first time, so that should be fun. God, it's more of the cruise stuff. We probably covered that in...
Yeah, man, it's the thing to do. Let's go play on the Love Boat and get trashed, man. Let's go on the high seas and gamble and get wasted with our favorite bands. I think it's a great idea. What can go wrong?
Leaving from a port in Florida, what can go wrong? Oh, hey, your homies, Sum 41, are in the news talking about new music. Following Derek Whibley's recovery from alcoholism, they've announced that they've been playing together again for the first time in 2 years and have apparently begun working on new material for their long-awaited new record. The band writes, "An amazing day of running through a set of old songs. After 2 years not playing together, the band sounds tighter than ever. Had a great time playing the old ones. Tomorrow, we work on the new ones."
I'm not a big fan of Sum 41 in particular. I like Dave Brownsound, who I know. But that's about it. You know, I mean, I think that the band just kind of moved on to something different these days. But sure, they still have an audience. And good luck to them, man, because I know what it's like. Well, I don't know what it's like to take 2 years off of music. But when you have that break, and then you get the band back together, and it all sounds so right. Good luck to Sum 41.
Right. So your buddy who used to play in the band, was he original band member?
Yeah, Dave Brownsound. You can look him up on the Wikipedia or whatever. He's on the first couple records and, you know, Fat Lip and all that. He was the guitar player on that record.
Is he from Canada? They're from Canada, right?
He's from up there in Canada. He plays in a band now called Black Cat Attack. They'll be down here in July, and we're going to have them right here in the studio, and we're going to have those guys guest host.
Oh, my God. So that's going to be a good one. That's going to be in July, huh?
May, June, July. Yeah, 2 more months out. So we'll have them in the studio, and you can ask them all the questions you want about Derek Whibley.
That'd be fantastic. You know, poking and prodding about some unfortunate slut who got hacked up on alcohol, and then he had to go dry himself out at Dropkick Murphy's. Bob, did you know that the name Dropkick Murphy actually comes from a pro wrestler who made a sanitarium up in Boston called, I forgot the exact name of the sanitarium, but they just reverted to calling it Dropkick Murphy's because that was his professional wrestling name. He did the dropkick. His last name was Murphy.
There you go.
Pretty interesting information, right?
It's like I was in Pinellas Park. I saw a girl walking down the street and said, "Hey, look, it's Tits McGee."
What the fuck? You know, speaking of Weasel before and major rock opuses, I got a rock opus for you, man. As most of you know, because many of you attended, Andrew Jackson Jihad and Jeff Rosenstock just spent a while on the road together touring the U.S. with support from the Smith Street Band and Chumped. The AV Club caught up with them, and they had each of those bands cover a different medley of cover songs. The result is a 9-plus-minute opus that features the band switching places mid-song. You'll hear their respective takes on songs from Weezer, Wheatus, Heart, Neil Young, and a crap ton more. Bob, a 9-minute opus is too long for the Dying Scene radio show, so I suggest that motherfuckers check it out on dyingscene.com.
A motherfucker need to go check that shit out. Dyingscene.com, yo. Before I pull a jihad on your ass.
One more thing, really quick. Frank Turner, he's got some new music. He just revealed the cover art for his forthcoming 6th studio album, which we now know will be titled Positive Songs for Negative People. People like you, Bob. It's a snazzy red block with a plus sign in the middle, juxtaposed next to a blue block with the minus sign in its center. Seems postmodern, Bob. I like it.
Fantastic, dude. Let's play some new stuff, like you mentioned earlier, man. Right here I got a brand new track from Rehasher. You guys know Rehasher. It features Ronger...
Ron Jeremy? Ron Jeremy's in the band?
You mentioned him earlier. Leslie Jake's Roger Manganiello.
Manganiello, right?
Whatever. However you want to pronounce it. Features Roger Manganiello of Les and Jake. You were talking about him earlier in the Baby Fat. It's been 2 years since they've been teasing this record, and now the Gainesville skate punk band is streaming a brand new track. You can find it on DyingScene.com, but we've got it right here for you to check out right now. And it comes from their forthcoming 7-inch called Clock Smash. It's due out June 2nd on St. November Records. You'll find the pre-orders on the website. Give it a listen here. It's Grudge Holder by Rehasher on Dying Scene Radio.
Joe from the Queers, you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
You
there was the Swedish punk rock veterans Millencolin. That track right there is called Bring Me Home, and they got a brand new video for that, which is also from the new record, called True Brew. The video was shot in 5 different locations: Los Angeles, New York, Berlin, Paris, and their hometown of Örebro, Sweden. Check it out on Dying Scene Radio.
Fantastic pronunciation job, Bob.
I've been to IKEA enough to know my Swedish pronunciation. If I know anything, I know pronunciation and I know my meatballs.
Yeah, the Swedish meatballs at IKEA. Those are good. Those are delicious. No,
the Swedish people, they're smart. Not a lot to work with. They put it where they can. And I'm talking about their stuff.
Bob, the music video. What was that bird, man? It was like a bird suit that the guy was in. He was skateboarding in all these different locations. What was he, like a big bird with a friggin' crossed out eyes? What the hell was that, man? And he was getting the shit kicked out of him numerous times. Yeah, he was being disrespected all over the globe.
Think about it as like a inflatable Flat Stanley. You know what Flat Stanley is?
No, I don't.
Back in the days of the U.S. mail and pen pals, they would make a little paper Stanley. Look it up on Wikipedia or whatever, but they would send Stanley via the U.S. mail, and he would be passed from place to place around the world, each place collecting like kind of like a passport stamp, you know, just letting Flat Stanley know where he was at. Look it up.
1964 children's book written by Jeff Brown and originally illustrated by Tom Unger for a series of books featuring Stanley Lamchop and his younger brother Arthur. Given a big bulletin board by their father to display pictures and posters, he hangs it on the wall over Stanley's bed. During the night, the board falls from the wall, flattening Stanley in his sleep. He survives and makes the best of his altered state, and soon he is entering locked rooms by sliding under the door and playing with his younger brother by being used as a kite. One special advantage is that Flat Stanley can now visit his friends by being mailed in an envelope. Stanley even helps catch some art museum thieves by posing as a painting on the wall. Eventually, Stanley is tired of being flat, and Arthur changes him back to his proper shape with a bicycle pump. What the fuck? Great story, man.
He would be a superhero.
That's
right. If and only if. They actually have, if you go to flatstanley.com, I think there's like the Flat Stanley Project. They still have children do that. They make paper Stanleys, and they send them to other school children around the world. And that's probably part two of the story. As the story goes.
I don't know how you got that out of the video.
Because it was a big inflatable chicken with X'd out eyes in all corners of the earth. I mean, come on.
Hey, listen, it's a great video, nonetheless.
Check it out. It's on DyingScene.com.
Check it out on DyingScene.com. Yeah, absolutely. And there's some other videos on DyingScene.com this week, too, that I want to let you know about. I'm sure if a couple years ago you asked any of us what the likelihood would be of Against Me joined by Miley Cyrus in a video for one of their songs, our resounding answer would have been not bloody likely, done in an Irish-British accent in Bob's head. Well, yeah, it happened. And you can watch Miley help Against Me do Trans Soul Rebel on DyingScene.com. The track appears in the band's latest album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues, which was released back in January of last year. So it's kind of an older track. But the video is brand new. It just appeared last week. And it's interesting, Bob. I like the song and stuff. Man, there's a big push, I guess, on this transgender thing since... what the fuck's this guy's name? Bruce Jenner. Bob, what the hell? You didn't see this video, the Miley Cyrus video? They came out with like two. There's another one with Joan Jett also.
Really? No, I haven't seen either one of those yet. If you think I should check it out, I will.
Well, I think that this song's pretty damn good, man. It was catchy. And I don't know. The other one was a cover of Janis Joplin, I believe. Her song, Androgynous. That was the name of the song, I believe. But I don't know if it was Janis Joplin or whatever. But there seems to be a big push now since this Bruce Jenner thing. Everybody's, you know, making it like cool to be transgender, and you definitely see it within the pop culture, right?
Did you mean to say that Bruce Jenner?
Bruce, I said Bruce Jenner, but that is perfect, Bob. God, that
Bruce
should be
Jenner.
Bob, that should be a t-shirt for FatEnzo.com.
Let's talk about FatEnzo.com. FatEnzo.com. Hold on, Bobby. What's that number again?
866-970-9997. But it doesn't matter. I'm not trying to do a shameless plug, but it's true. Don't you think that that would be a good t-shirt, Bob? Bruce Jenner.
Make it Bruce Jenner, and you go get the front cover of this week's National Enquirer. and use that photo.
Absolutely, Bob. That's great fucking idea. God. Good idea, Bob.
We're just full of good ideas. Full of something.
All right. Another music video that I would like to acknowledge is by New York hardcore legends Agnostic Front. And, of course, they have a new album out. We've covered that. Now they have a new music video to go along with it. So watch the song Never Walk Alone on DyingScene.com. Agnostic Front will also be the subject of a new documentary in the works titled The Godfathers of Hardcore. We covered that recently, too. But here's another con reminder to donate to the Kickstarter campaign for that project. And you can find a link, of course, on DyingScene.com.
Well, while you're over there with all that news, Bobby, I got some brand new stuff right here from the Canadian punk rock legends DOA. They've released a brand new single. It's called The Cops Shot a Kid. And it's from their upcoming record called Hard Rain Falling. DOA has been funding Hard Rain Falling through a Kickstarter, which you can find on DyingScene.com. The band's last full-length record, We Come in Peace, was released back in 2012 on Sudden Death Records. So let's do it. This is brand new right here, DOA. The Cops Shot a Kid on Dying Scene Radio.
A crowd in the street. A kid on the sidewalk. I think he's dead. They say the cops shot him.
They say the cops shot him.
We're gonna start bleeding. Town upside down. Like a cop shot a kid.
A cop shot a kid.
Gonna burn a cop car.
Gonna burn a cop car.
I know the cop did it. And the kid's dead. I know the cop did it. And the kid's dead. Gonna be a riot tonight.
Justin Thirst from Chaos Delivery Machine.
Hello.
And you're listening to Dying Scene Radio on DyingScene.com.
Oh yeah, I'm a nightmare, and you're my dream come true. No matter where I go, I'll run sweet just to you. Yeah, I'm a nightmare. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm a nightmare, but you know that I love you, and that you can count on me to be true. You know that I know I'm a pain in the ass sometimes, but I promise I'm working on that too. I never write a stupid puppy love song for anybody but you. I just might call you boo. And if you should die before me, promise you'll haunt me. Leave the cupboard doors open every morning so I know you're there. And that's
I go, all royalty just to you. Yeah, I'm a nightmare.
Speaking with Paul, who's from fucking New Zealand, man. That's a far away place for us, man. Night Gaunts, man. Welcome to the show, and it's a pleasure to have you here. I got Bobby Pickles over there.
How's it going, Paul? What's up, man? How you doing? Having a nice little Bud Light, American Bud Light. Drinking that down.
I got water. Keeping hydrated.
That doesn't equate to a good time. I don't think, you know, the Bud Light, man. Bobby, I don't know about your beer choices, buddy. Anyway, hey, so your record caught my attention, man. Night Gaunts. Ska, reggae, punk, hip-hop, that's what you guys are calling yourselves. But where did your influences start, and what led you to where you're at right now as a band?
So playing PlayStation as a kid, there was a game called Street Skater. This is like before Tony Hawk era. There were two songs by Less Than Jake on there. I fell in love with them, totally forgot about the game. A buddy had a disc in it, high school, and all my best friends and metalheads came on, and I knew all the words, and I was like, holy shit, I love this fucking song. So then my ska phase started, like millions of other kids at that time, like Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 and stuff. I guess I jumped forward like 2009 or something, and that's when I heard Mad Conductor jam Venom with the ska and the rap, and that's where we decided to combine, yeah, those two things together, I guess, kind of like a copycat, but then make it our own.
Bob and I have an affinity for Less Than Jake. We are both from Florida. I went to University of Florida. That's where they're originally from, man. Gainesville. We grew up listening to Less Than Jake. Right, Bob?
Yeah, man. And not to mention that Chris DeMakes, the singer of the band, he lives right here in Tampa, where I'm at. So they're like hometown boys here. They grew up in our backyard, and we grew up listening to him, man. I love Less Than Jake, man. So Less Than Jake got you into the ska punk of it.
Yeah.
I guess it's a happy-sounding, you know, set that you guys play, man. It's a lot of fun and a lot of energy. I can tell just by the music. You guys are coming to the States.
We are, yeah. That's very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting, I'm sure. Now, I noticed there's a lot of open dates, and I was looking at your Facebook page, and you're going to be filling some more dates, you know, way more dates. Are you coming down here into the Sunshine State of Florida?
Yeah, we are. Whitney from Days and Days is booking the tour for us, which is awesome because we don't have to do it, but it's also scary because we're kind of just, you know, placing all of our trust in her, which I guess she takes on the challenge admirably. But I think we've got four dates coming down to Florida. I think we're going down to Miami and then pretty much covering the whole thing, which is awesome. Really excited.
Well, that's awesome, man. I'll have to go over and definitely check you guys out. Bobby, they're playing New York City and Brooklyn, Webster Hall and, what is it, I think the Knitting Factory or something.
Webster Hall is a big time. I mean, I guess Days and Days, they know what they're doing because that's a great venue. Tell us a little bit about how you got your name. You just mentioned Tony Hawk game. Night Gaunts, that's sometimes alluded to in video games, right? That name, where did that come from?
I usually tell a story about sleep paralysis and shit like that, like the kind of the demons that you can hallucinate in Night Gaunts, but that's not really where it came from. Hayden, our bass player, I think listened to, is it Rudimentary Penny? They have a song called Night Gaunts, and he's just like, let's steal it.
I thought it had something to do with the H.P. Lovecraft story. Is that nothing to do with it?
We get told that all the time. Never read it or anything. We didn't hear about it until after we picked the name. So we're definitely late to the party on that. But we have people who just like come and check us out because of that reference, which is really cool. Most people think we're a metal band. Like when I'm at the post office sending off shirts and whatnot, they're like, oh yeah, metal band. And I'm like, nah, like ska reggae. And they're like, pretty weird name for that kind of a band. But
is there a big ska punk scene in New Zealand?
When I was in my teens, like 10 years ago, it was pretty decent, eh? Like, it was really thriving. There'd be festivals a couple times a year. We'd go and dance all night until our legs got cramps. Like, that's why I love the music so much, eh? It's just dance music. As that scene's got older, they've got jobs, and it's not as cool to do anymore, so we're kind of, I guess, bringing it back a little bit with our own style. My brother, the drummer in the band, hates us being called a ska band because it's kind of getting a bit detached from the rhythm. So we've got to come up with a different genre.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, man. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely something brand new, right?
I think you guys are party music, man. I think you guys are just about having a good time. It looks like you guys are having a good time. I saw the video that you guys did What'd you do with a bunch of GoPros in the garage?
Yeah, it looks like that, which is cool. And now we've got it like our friends' production video people. So camera's really expensive. We have to hire it and stuff. So it's not GoPro. The Germans, by the way, like to call us fun punk. So I think we're going with that for a little while.
Fun punk, that's cool. So now, do you guys get around a bit? So you're kind of crossing international borders. Do you find yourself playing more at home, or are you just doing more stuff out and about?
Mainly, we're just in New Zealand. We came to the States actually in 2013, and we came for 3 months. That was when we were not really that well known, but almost every show we had just like tens of kids singing along to our songs, which was a real trip. But apart from that tour, we just do New Zealand, mainly just our hometown of Auckland. It's like 8 hours to the next city that's worth going to, so it can be really expensive, especially since the scene is kind of small. But in saying that, I guess it's up to us to make our own, you know, success, so I guess it's a bit of a challenge.
What kind of music scene is Auckland like these days? With it being a small, secluded scene and a big geographic area, not much around you, what's it like being in a band around there, just with not much going on within your small scene?
Auckland's like got like 1.5 million people, but it's really spread out. There are some really cool venues which have punk shows. The indie scene, I guess, got quite big at a period as well when we were growing up with the ska scene. So that was quite interesting. Once the punk and the ska scene kind of died out, me and my buddy stopped going to shows for a while, and we kind of forgot about it, and then we got back into it, and we're just like, this is rad. But they were reunion shows, which is a tough one. And then, I don't know, man, I'm shitty to ask that question. I don't really go out enough to shows. Usually, it'll be too loud, and I'll forget my earplugs, and it'll be like, I can't sacrifice my hearing, I'm sorry. I'm really particular over that, so that's your shitty answer.
What does everybody in the band do? I mean, you don't have to be too specific, but, you know, to allow you to be able to come over to America for a couple months at a shot. I mean, you had to grab yourself a conference room where you're at. By the way, what's that over your shoulder? What is that picture of?
Oh, yeah. I work for a charity called Child Fund, so this is one of the children, I guess, that we would have supported. So if you guys want to sponsor a child, if you want to donate to Nepal, childfund.org.nz. So I do that. I like call people on the phone. It's really challenging to get through it. Other people work in insurance. Our saxophone player builds playgrounds for kids. You know, we just work middle of the road day jobs to fund what we want to do. Save up, travel, come back broke. Save up, travel, come back broke. And this time, hopefully, we won't come back broke and we'll be able to make the band a living thing, self-sustaining.
Yeah, just keep doing that cycle. I was looking at your Bandcamp page and you got quite a few releases that are out. Are you guys doing all these recordings yourself?
Yeah, which is one of the reasons that it takes so long. I do it all myself, and I have a friend who helps with mixing now, which is really cool. Like, I think we've really stepped up the production from the first one to Love Life and then to the $8 release as well. But with that kind of power of having an infinite amount of choices and song structures and having so much time to work on parts, it kind of becomes a nightmare because you can do anything with that time. Whereas if you just chuck a band in a studio, they've got a week. You've got like that time frame and that pressure and that creative boom, as opposed to having like 2 years to fuck around on like a 4-minute song and the infinite different variations that you can arrange it, really. So it's a blessing and a curse to be self-produced.
Do you consider yourself a perfectionist?
Fuck yeah, that's the problem. There's just a point when you have to say, it's done. And then as soon as you do that and it's released, it's like the biggest relief ever. It's pretty much orgasmic, to be honest.
Speaking of, you know what? I noticed that you have a podcast, and I listened to the first part of it. You alluded to that, so tell me about the podcast. How many episodes have you done, and is that something that you do regularly?
Cool. Yeah, good question. I've just been getting back into this in the last week. So that podcast, The Dumb Philosophers, that's me just really stoned. I'd put on the microphone and I just started talking. For me, I really like talking when I'm not in my brain the whole time. Like, it releases anxiety, depression, all that shit. So I just kind of started it to vent, really, like the blog. But I haven't pushed it because to me it's embarrassing, and you're probably one of the only people who have listened to it. Because I get anxious, I'm like, shit, man, people are going to think I'm crazy, doesn't matter, rah, rah, rah. My brother, he's a pilot, and we've had this idea to kind of do something a bit different, like film the podcast from the aeroplane, so then it has all, like, the chit-chat from, like, the control towers coming through, and, like, my brother can chuck us into zero Gs and shit, so it can kind of mix it up at the same time as talking about life, the mundane, music, whatever. kind of just like really out there. So maybe we'll have something in the air soon. And then also I want to take it to around the country as well. Like, I think it'd be awesome while touring to, you know, just chat to some whoever at each show and just like get an insight into like just normal kids' lives in the States and just whatnot. I think it's really interesting, eh, just to have people's voices out there.
This American Life or something. Bobby, go ahead. I know that you were going to interject on that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I was just interested in, do you do any editing with the podcast at all? Because that can be very daunting and crazy, and, you know, especially if you're OCD and a perfectionist. It could be just as much editing. It could be an incredible task.
Yeah. So I think that with the podcast, it would be recorded and just chucked up. I won't have the patience to go through and listen to it. I don't want to second guess myself when I go through and listen to it. Maybe I'll chuck in the song or something somewhere, but I think it would just be like the raw conversation unless somebody really wants something edited out. But I think we'll just chuck it up, eh?
Right.
How do you feel? Like, awesome. Are you cautious of what you say, and do you edit it at all?
Well, we do more than just talk. We, you know, mix in different music and stuff like that also. There's like a lot of things that, you know, but I feel like, yes, I do get like that. Absolutely. And it's, yeah, at some point you just have to say, all right, I'm done with this. Right?
Yeah. It's so funny.
You edit with a heavy hand, man. He spends so much time and he does a great job. It's, you know, he actually makes me sound intelligent half the time. So it works out, you know, so. Which brings us around to, we want to play one of the tracks. Pick a record. We've got them all available to us. What do you think we should play?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. You know what song I really like? I really like Crown by the Devil. For me, that song came out of nowhere. I disliked the chords to begin with, and all of a sudden it turned into this crazy, spooky Halloween thing. It's off Love, Life, and the Devil.
Love, Life, and the Devil.
And Love, Life, and Love the Devil. You know what I mean? There's no comma in there. For all you kids out there who think you gotta love life and the devil, you gotta love your life and you gotta love the devil, because it's one and the same.
That's right. Without ups, you can't have downs, and vice versa.
Shut down, abandon town, let me know.
That right there was Night Gaunts doing their track, Crowned by the Devil. And before that interview, man, which was, by the way, quite a pleasurable discussion, Bad Cop, Bad Cop, the all-chick band right there on Fat Records. So cool-sounding stuff from those ladies as well. Always like a good chick band, Bobby. What do you think?
Chick bands are great.
Well, Bad Cop, Bad Cop, they're out of Los Angeles. They got a brand new full-length coming out. It's called Not Sorry, and that song right there was called Nightmare. And it'll be out June 16th on Fat Records.
Nice.
Pre-order right now. By the way, it's produced by Fat Mike.
Of course.
Yeah. Then check them out while they're on tour with Good Riddance.
Bob, get into the conversation there really quick. I just wanted to touch base on that.
Yeah.
You know, he mentioned something in passing that we never even really picked up on, the fact that they got the name from a rudimentary P-Nye song. If you remember to one of the episodes, we talked to Justin Thirsk, and he was talking about some of his influences, one of which was this band, Rudimentary P-Nye. I do remember that from our conversation. And so I just thought that was interesting that he didn't pronounce it properly because he's a dumb New Zealander. Well, a dumb philosopher from New Zealand. I don't know.
But, he has a podcast. It's called The Dumb Philosopher. I don't think it says anything about New Zealand. Now, Rudimentary P-Nye, weren't they from New Zealand? And that was part of the discussion that we had with Mr. Thirsk.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that, man. Didn't realize they were from New Zealand. But I did remember the name, and I remember that they were a punk rock band from back in the day. Didn't know where they were from, what region, what country, but no. Okay, so there's another piece of the puzzle. Nice.
No, they're actually from London. I'm wrong, and they were actually part of the 1980s anarcho-punk scene.
Yeah.
They called themselves Death Rock long before death was a thing.
Before death was a thing? Death has always been a thing.
I know, but still. It's just pen and ink.
Since the beginning of time, Bob, death has been a thing, and it will probably always be a thing unless we can merge with robots. Hey, the Stanley Cup is going on. Do you care about hockey at all?
Tampa Bay, buddy. Go Lightning!
Bob, while we're recording this right now, hold on one second. What, bum? Hold on, who won? Did the Rangers just win? They did? There you go. The Rangers, in real time, we are recording this right now as the Rangers went into sudden death, overtime, game 7, and the first one to score a goal wins. Rangers apparently just scored the goal. They're moving on. Tampa's moving on, so it's going to be interesting. I know we both discussed that we don't really talk about sports and stuff like that, but in hockey, they punch each other, and that's pretty fun, right?
That's pretty cool, man. So it's going to be Lightning and the Rangers?
That's right. But let's get into some punk rock news really quick, okay?
Yeah. Forget all that sports nonsense.
Yeah, fuck that. Unless we're talking about the Hextals, let's just move on, right? So I want to talk about some punk festivals that are coming up this summer and approaching months. And one place that's apparently a great spot to be is on the West Coast, man, in California, because there's two festivals that are summer? This is actually not summer. It's a festival called It's Not Dead, and it will be held on October 10th, 2015, at the San Manuel Amphitheater in DeVore, California. It will feature many legendary punk acts such as Bad Religion, Descendants, NOFX, Pennywise, Anti-Flag, Strung Out, Lagwagon, The Vandals, The Bouncing Souls, TSOL, The Adolescents, Pulley, Agent Orange, The Dickies, Sham 69, CJ Ramone, Less Than Jake, H2O, and many others. Bob, can I even say another awesome band there? I mean, that's everybody, right? I mean, what the hell?
That's a pretty damn solid lineup, and I would be stoked to be a part of that. Not happening until October, but that's cool.
Yeah, I know. It hasn't. But hey, it's been announced. It's Not Dead will also feature old school skaters Steve Caballero, Mike Frazier, Neil Hendricks, Omar Hassan, and BMXers Dennis McCoy and Rick Thorne. Since the festival's official website is currently defunct, there are no more details available. However, Lagwagon frontman Joey Cape confirmed the festival is going to happen. So
it sounds just like Warped Tour in the original days when you would have such heavyweights as Bad Religion, Descendants, NOFX, Pennywise, Anti-Flag, Strung Out, Lagwagon, The Vandals, Bouncing Souls, TSOL, The Adolescents, Pulley,
you're really
Agent Orange,
all
The Dickies, Sham 69. You know, so you get my point here. But, yeah, man, good stuff. And speaking of Strung Out, they're playing here locally next to me this week And opening up locally is a band called Slade and the Wasters. Cool group of guys that I know, and we are actually going out on tour with those guys this coming week. So, Pigpen, check out my band, Pigpen.
Where are you going, Bob?
Shameless self-promotion. We're playing the 15th, which would be today, obviously the day that this podcast comes out. If you're in St. Pete, Florida, then we'll be hitting New Orleans, Louisiana, Houston, and Austin, Texas. It's just that little short run, and then we're coming back home.
Wow.
But the 22nd in New Orleans, the 23rd in Houston, and the 24th of May, I'll be in Austin, Texas. If you're listening, you hear the sound of my voice, you come see me. We're drinking together.
Hell
we're
yeah.
Locking arms.
Bob, you can drink on the street together down in Louisiana, right? That'd be
oh,
awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to hang out with the Swamp Gators and... you know, we're going to try and fit a lot into just a very short few days, man. So it'll be a very exciting trip. We're playing Checkpoint Charlie's, which is right down in there, right off of the Bourbon Street and all that stuff, you know. So the French Quarter, it's not too far away.
Bob, at some point in my life, I'm going to live in Louisiana just for like a year, all right?
I've always wondered the people who wanted to live in Louisiana because it's below sea level. And, you know, when a hurricane comes in, and it does, you get kind of fucked.
Oh, well. Like I was saying before, we need to take a trip out west. Let me mention another badass festival that's happening in Cali. It's a festival that's brand new, and it's called Hi-Fi Rock Fest, which will take place at Rainbow Lagoon Park in Long Beach, California, on Saturday, September 26th. So, September, October, that's the spot to be. Punk American hardcore legends The Dead Kennedys will headline the festival, along with festival favorites Naked Raygun, Street Dogs, Leftover Crack, your crack rock homeboys you want me to try to talk to at some point, Richie Ramone, Louis Seidel, True Rivals, Dirty Filthy Mugs, and Downtown Brown. Tickets are only $30, and a link to the purchase page can be found on dyingscene.com. Just a little side note, there are a small number of VIP passes available, offering full access to the Hi-Fi VIP area featuring a private bar, shaded area with tables and chairs near the stage, private air-conditioned restrooms, and unlimited baller status. That's where I'd be, Bob, and those tickets are only $55. So,
ballin', got my bottle of crystal.
Hi-Fi Rock Fest, Bob, an all-ages celebration, man. Great music, yeah, gourmet food, flowing booze, punk-themed distractions. Rainbow Lagoon Park, it borders the Pacific Ocean, which will serve as a backdrop to all the festivities, man. That sounds
nice.
Pretty awesome. Oh, one thing that I would like to definitely mention is that I guess we're partially putting this thing on. It's being produced by DOB Sound Studio owner and veteran drummer producer Derek O'Brien, DC Jam Records owner Darren Heman, or He-Man, what the hell, and Dying Seed and Head Honcho himself, Johnny X, Dave Buck. Pulling their collective experience and imagination, Derek, Darren, and Dave are throwing a party to celebrate the end of summer, featuring 9 ripping bands that will satisfy loud music fans of all generations. And the festival will mark the first of many years to come. And for further information, please visit the festival website, hifirockfest.com. So,
that's pretty awesome, man. And good luck, Dave, man. That's awesome.
Talk about shameless plugging, Johnny X.
For sure, man. For sure. Let's talk about some more music that's coming out that's brand new. And I have another track here from Zebrahead. And I wouldn't probably normally play another track from Zebrahead, but this one I had to share. They do this in conjunction with another band called Man with a Mission. Now, Man with a Mission is a Japanese band that plays with a bunch of bear heads. And if you watch the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it's actually Zebrahead playing with Man with a Mission. Now, this track right here in the video, it's called Out of Control. And you can find it right here on dyingscene.com. But we're going to play the track right here. It's coming from their upcoming split EP of Zebrahead and Man with a Mission, set to be released next week, May 20th in Japan, and then with a July and August release date for the rest of the world. Here it is, Out of Control! It's Zebrahead on Dying Scene Radio.
Silence, with a new spin, this is violence.
Now, we are out of control now.
Now in line with the fury so divine. Watch out, cause here comes the sign. Take them all down the fields and blow. Yell out loud the words of your own. Not anyone will let you lose his cause. Had enough for all of that likewise.
Yeah, we are the bones that shall run wrong. We are all the bones that
shall run. So bring it, kill the headlights, kill the demon. To the gunfight, let the mace go. I can't be broken, keep your head low. Stop it choking, fill the track up, clear decision. Never back up, no division. For the movement, kill the silence. We are out of control, yeah.
Paul from Night Gaunt, man, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Peace.
Song right there is a brand new band out of Austin, Texas, called Draculas. Features members of the Riverboat Gamblers and Rise Against. And that song right there was called Gain Ground. It's coming from their forthcoming debut EP called Ow, 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 which is already out digitally and physically will be out June 30th through our good buddy Toby Jegg over there at Red Scare.
Bob, dude, try to meet up with some of these guys from the Draculas when you're out in Austin.
That would be awesome. I'm kind of scared of the Austin show that we're doing because it's a music city. We're playing on a Sunday, and there's a cover charge. So I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that's going to go over really well. I envisioned playing to, like, nobody. But I will seek out the Draculas, man, for sure. Did you listen to that record that they put out at all yet?
Yeah, I did. I listened to a little bit. I just listened to the teasers on iTunes, where it's like a 4-track EP or something like that.
Right, okay. So it's not streaming then yet? So, okay. Yeah.
What's the deal with them? They're like a super group or something like that, right?
A super group is a word that you would want to use? Sure. I don't know who's who in the band, but Riverboat Gamblers and Rise Against make up that band.
Cool,
some
man.
Of the members. What else do we got in the news here, man? I see that list is almost down to nothing. What's left on the agenda?
Why are you peeping my headlines, man? Huh?
Well, I see your crumbled up pile, which you've already turned over, and I see what you're holding in your hand still, and it's down to nothing.
All right, you hear that paper sound? Do you hear the paper?
Yep.
Okay, I got some in my grubby little hands right now. I got some more news right here. Let me finish off with some tour dates, 2015 tour dates. Of course, starting with something that's pretty crappy as far as music dates. Crappy news for overseas Off With Their Heads fans. According to a recent post to the band's Facebook page, the band has been forced to cancel all dates on their upcoming European tour. To paraphrase the statement that was posted, basically said, they're sorry, but they must cancel their entire UK and Europe run in August due to family stuff in the States. So if you were planning on waiting for an August show, try and make it out this week. If not, we will see you next year. So I guess they're currently out there or just got done being out in Europe and they got some family stuff going on. So they will not be out there again until next year. So, but I tell you who will be playing this year. Mighty Mighty Bosstones, man. Good news. So we just had some bad news. Now we have some good news. For East Coast fans of the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, in the run-up to the legendary Ska Core Octet's opening slot for the Foo Fighters at Boston's Fenway Park, the band has announced a brief run of U.S. tour dates in the Northeast. If you're in New York, Connecticut, D.C., or Philly, this will be your first chance in quite a while to see the Bosstones. Oh, and they're bringing fellow Bostonians Street Dogs for the July 9th through 17th dates, and SoCal Ska Punks, The Interrupters, have been announced as additional openers from the 11th through the 15th. So tickets are on sale now, but the Foo Fighters show has been sold out for months. Head to DyingScene.com for the full rundown. Also, Propagandhi has announced a handful of shows, and they'll be playing next month following the 2015 edition of Montebello, Quebec's Amnesia Rockfest. All of the dates and locations can be found on DyingScene.com. I think they're going to be hitting New York, Clinton Park. Oh, they're not. Clinton Park, New York. Upstate Concert Hall. Also going to be upstate a little bit. Yeah. All right.
I don't know if I'd want to be from upstate New York, Bobby. Whenever I hear the words upstate, I think of prison. And, you know, that's my cousin John.
Bob,
he lives upstate.
That's because
he's doing 10 to 15 for armed robbery of a Circle K.
Bob, are you sure it's because of that, or is it because you got punched in the face in Binghamton for quoting an Eddie Murphy movie?
What do you have, like a little clipboard over there that just keep notes of the things that I say? You have a fantastic memory, Bobby.
I remember everything, dude. That's why I told you, man, as we go along, I'll remember a lot of crazy shit. But I just don't know anything now. So it'll be interesting for the listeners. If you listen to episode 1 to now, and then listen to episode 100 in like a year or two. I mean, I'm retarded, and then I'm going to actually get schooled on all this stuff. So that'll be great. You know, in not so important news, I did want to just mention that in addition to upcoming U.S. and European tour dates, Less Than Jake has been busy on social media, particularly Instagram. And the band's handle is LTJ Vinylography, if you guys want to follow them or whatever. And you can currently see a curated list of 100 past band t-shirts. So you can follow and vote for which shirt design will get resurrected and sold again. Or you can head over to fatenzo.com, and I'm sure they can create for you a knockoff. So, you know, if you want to rock your Less Than Jake merch at one of their shows, check out the link for their upcoming tour dates on DyingScene.com.
Does FatEnzo.com actually do knockoffs?
Bob, you know, if you call 866-970-9997 and then you say the magic word and then knock three times, you know.
That's how stuff gets done over there in the NYC. I dig it, man. That's cool.
Anyway, I guess we're going to wind down the show this week and say goodbyes. Right, Bob? I mean, unless you have anything else to discuss.
I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in and listening like you always do. Check us out every Friday night at 9 p.m. on realpunkradio.com, where you hear the live episode. And now that we're on iTunes, let's go ahead and get these people start subscribing, man. Download this podcast. Listen, subscribe, share. Tell your friends. If you're into punk rock and your friends are into punk rock, why wouldn't you want to tell them about it? Let's get this party started, man. Let's get this ranking on iTunes, Bobby. Let's get this shiz on the road.
You're right. We're finally on iTunes, man, and we do need to start pushing that. So please subscribe on iTunes. Oh, and write a comment, you know, even if it's to tell Bob that you're not particularly fond of him as a host and you really like me.
You suck. Is that your egg timer again? Are you cooking an omelet over there, Bobby? What's going on? I think you might be burning your omelets. It's time to end the show. Yeah. Bobby is burning the house down.
Now, Bob, listen, I want you to get that interview with the Draculas when you're out on tour, all right? Please.
I'll try, man.
That's your assignment. Please, 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 when you're over there. This is a perfect opportunity for you to get some interviews, man. I mean, I know you're going to have your hands full with a lot of stuff, but if you're in the area.
I will take my field recorder with me, and I will do what I can.
Okay, good.
I will be on the road. Again, find me in St. Petersburg, Florida, New Orleans, Louisiana, Houston, Texas, and Austin, Texas. Find me at Bob Noxious on Twitter. And by the way, Pigpen just started up a web store, buyourshit.officialpigpen.com. You can find it all at officialpigpen.com.
How classy, Bob. Buy our shit. I love it. It has a nice ring to it. I can remember that. Can you buy the I Hate Bob t-shirts? Are those for sale?
Yes, they are for sale. I put them on there. I was going to talk to fatenzo.com about that and probably just end up getting another batch of them. They're very, very popular here in the local Tampa Bay scene. So that's we might have another batch running soon. So I'll get in touch with those guys for pricing. Probably have to get more of the lady sizes.
It seems like there'd be more proportional that you would have more ladies size t-shirts with that print on it. For all your baby's mamas, which are a lot, right?
Well, we've already established I have 15 daughters.
Mother's Day. How was Mother's Day just passed too? This past week when we were off? Jesus Christ, what the fuck did you do there? Did you have to buy like a million gifts?
Oh, just because I live in Florida, Bobby. Come on now. No, Mother's Day was very uneventful here. We had a nice breakfast with mom and flowers, and it was beautiful. Happy Mother's Day to all you baby mamas out there.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day, baby mamas. And happy birthday, Bob. Glad you enjoyed your week off. And hey, listen, you guys want to get in touch with me? You can Google Bobby Pickles. Call in on the punk hotline at 347-754-PUNK. And tell Bob all your dirty little secrets in the middle of the night. That's a good one.
Yeah. Drunk dial us when you've had a little bit too much to drink and you feel like talking shit. We're here for you guys. Just dial us up or tweet at us or Google us or giggle us or gaggle us or whatever. We'll see you guys next week, man. This track right here, we're going to close it out with a little rockabilly ditty that we found coming in off the wire. It's Graveyard Johnnies. And they've just released a video for their song Dead Transmission, which you can check out on dyingscene.com. The record came out May 11th, and this track is called The Poison on Dying Scene Radio. See you next week.
drive me insane. You've got the poison deep in your brain. You've been the nerve that's gonna drive me insane. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio. This is Paris. Rock on. Dying.